You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So your kids had a piano recital.
They did.
But it was more than just piano, though, too, right?
We had a jam-packed weekend, man. We had a baseball game into, double piano recital. We had some big youth night at Main Event last night. We met friends at Breckenridge Brewery. It was just one of those weekends that, like, last week when I looked at my calendar and my phone, it was full of dots. So I'm like, Monday will be here before we know it. The recital went really well. It went off without a hitch. I really liked this recital this time around because typically they go about 2 hours or so. And this one this weekend was an abbreviated one because the recital is actually scheduled for Memorial Day weekend for some reason. And there was going to be some parents out of town. So she did kind of a mini recital for everyone that was going to be out of town. We knocked it out within like 45 minutes.
There you go.
Start to finish.
Yeah.
Done. And that was nice.
Yeah, we were talking on Friday, and Jeremy was telling me about this 2 to 3 hour recital thing. And I said, my goodness, when Gretchen does hers, I swear they're done in 30 minutes. And she doesn't have as many kids involved as what you're talking about, but I'm glad. And she doesn't want to expand. She likes these 30 to 40 minute recitals. Everybody's in, out, boom, on with their lives.
Definitely keep it intimate. It's better. And that's usually one of two, that this piano studio that we're with is so big that she'll have two hour events.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, forget that.
Quickly, I'll play. I should have downloaded this. We're so high tech. I'll play this off my phone. One of the highlights was Reed's final song, and I'll see if you recognize it. He learned to play this and was so excited, but it's from a TV show that came out when I was probably 2 or 3, maybe. Let's see if you recognize it.
Oh, it's Cheers.
Yes. She's got him learning Cheers.
Where everybody knows
your name,
man. Where
everybody knows your name. And it was funny seeing him play that. And, all the kids and, the younger generation are just kind of sitting there watching him play. But every grandparent in there that came to watch the kids play were like, oh, Cheers. They're all looking at each other.
They got up on their feet.
They're like, ooh, that's a
grandma got up on grandpa's shoulders.
Yes, they so did. But, both the kids did good. They played all, they each good. Had 3 songs and they didn't mess up at all. But, it was a good weekend other than that, man.
Very good.
Yeah.
I have nothing to report on my weekend. I was sick all weekend. So,
<That's> all <right. laughs>
but speaking of health and fitness, there's a story that I wanted to throw out at you. I was writing a little bit about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today because I found this interesting. This guy, he's 26 years old. His name is Brian Lewis. He lives in New York. Sadly, he lost his father to a brain tumor. So he wanted to do something as a fundraiser for Brain Cancer Awareness Month, and he came up with this fitness program where he's trying to get people, as he says, to step out of their comfort zones.
Okay.
Because he lost his dad to brain cancer back when Brian was only 10 years old,
wow.
And he loses his father. So he's like, I'm going to start something called the 50-31 Fitness Challenge. 50-31.
Okay.
And what that turns out to be is running 50 miles in 31 days.
Okay, so beep, boop, bop, boop. What's the math on that?
It's about 1.6 a day.
Okay, all right, which, I mean, I personally, I wouldn't find that difficult, but I understand a lot of people
But I
would.
Think that's the interesting point to me, is that the average American would find that damn near impossible.
Yes.
And that's what's a little bit concerning, and I'm glad that there are these fitness challenges like this. Mm-hmm. Like, you and I have a mutual friend, she's a super sweetheart, Christy, and she's doing this planking challenge where she's trying to get people to join her for the whole month doing this planking thing.
Uh-huh.
And sure, most people are just going to watch because we're a spectator nation, right?
Yeah.
But, this guy is saying, look, get off your butt, shut off the TV for, a little bit, and try to run 1.5 miles a day and do that for a month.
That's the thing. It's going to be hard, if you've never done this, to just dive right in and knock out your 1.5 miles, right off the bat. You're going to have to start fairly slow, and I feel like towards the end is when maybe you're putting in 2 or 3 miles a day to kind of catch up.
Well, maybe what we do is you prep for it now, since May is already almost halfway gone. Well, it's a fourth of the way gone.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say, the next month, it's going to have 31 days is July. So this gives you about 6 weeks to get yourself trained and acclimated to get up to 1.6 miles a day.
I'm telling
and
you.
And then see if you can knock out 50 miles in the month of July.
I know everyone's going to say, I don't have enough time. Life's busy.
There's always that excuse.
But I mean, honestly, a mile a day is, if you're just beginning, maybe 30 minutes of your day. I mean, if you're really
starting. For a mile
starting,
and a half?
Yeah, if you're really starting slow, maybe 30 minutes.
I mean, you can walk a mile generally in about 15 minutes.
But if you've never done this, a mile and a half,
right.
I bet you 25, 30 minutes if you're just
okay.
But you
right.
gotta take that first step, you know?
Yeah, and with rare exceptions, did I get the disclaimer out there?
Yes.
With rare exceptions, everybody's got 30 minutes a day.
Correct.
Because all the people are like, I don't have time. I don't even have 30 minutes a day. If we did an audit of every hour of your day, you know, it's that you're choosing not to. It's not that you don't have the time. You're choosing not to allocate the time to that. And I just think this is kind of a cool thing that this guy is doing. And
I do like it.
For a good cause. It's raising money for a very good cause. And I just wanted to throw it out there. Just give people something to think about.
I love it. Start thinking about
yourself.
It
doesn't have to be this big thing. You're going to run a marathon, you know, three times a year.
No, truly baby steps here. Just start.
50 miles. It's like running from Park Meadows Mall to what? Like the north end of Colorado Springs?
And well, you've got a month. Now that sounds scary.
But you got a month to do it.
That sounds scary.